The young woman, perfectly coiffed and made up in the sweltering heat, standing on an open stage at a street junction, bursts into song. It's an old Bengali folk song, but the lyrics have been changed to the political slogans of Trinamool, the ruling political party in Bengal. The woman isn't the world's best singer. She's actually an actor. 29-year-old Nusrat Jahan is the local Trinamool party's candidate for parliament in Boshirhat, about 70 kilometers outside Kolkata. Instead of rancorous political rhetoric, she is wooing voters with song, but no dance. This is a rather conservative constituency that's seen Hindu-Muslim violence last year. Nusrat Jahan hopes her celebrity will be a bridge over troubled waters. After all, both Hindus and Muslims throng to her films like Love Express.
I'm a speed breaker to this polarization here. You know, so both my people have loved me equally. So irrespective of whatever religion you are, they've liked me as Nusrat Jahan because they've liked my films, they've liked my work all these years.
Nusrat Jahan won, and this is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The outgoing Indian Parliament has about 20 members who are cultural celebrities who've taken a political detour. Bollywood stars, sports personalities, theatre actors, even dead stars. Actor Moon Moon Sen's election posters sport pictures of her late mother, an iconic actor of the 50s and 60s. Sitting in a noisy hotel lobby, she explains why.
If you look at the age of the women who are coming out and who will be voting, then you will understand they are fans of my mother's. And they come because they want to see her daughter.
Moon Moon Sen lost this time. But as political parties jousted to woo 900 million voters in India, some 45 million of them new voters, the largest democratic exercise in the world was also a culture war of sorts. In this age of social media and infotainment, popular culture is a tool to seduce voters, attack opponents, and grab eyeballs. PM Narendra Modi, a Bollywood biopic about the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, was supposed to hit Indian theatres just before the elections got underway. The opposition claimed this was plain pre-election propaganda. Actor Vivek Oberoi was asked by the news outlet Quint whether this was all about painting Mr. Modi in heroic colors.
I don't need to make him look like a heroic figure. He is already a hero for hundreds of crores of people all across the world.
The former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh from the Congress party, now in the opposition, was less lucky. The film The Accidental Prime Minister, about his years in office, shows him as a reticent leader, a puppet on a string who pleads, "I want to resign." The Accidental Prime Minister flopped, and PM Narendra Modi, the film, had to wait till the elections were over to hit the theatres. But you can also wear your patriotism these days, not just see it. Post the Indian Air Force airstrikes on an alleged terror camp in Pakistan, traders in the western state of Gujarat brought out a line of saris with prints of battle scenes, soldiers, army helicopters and falling bombs. Although it turned out some of those soldiers were actually American ones, not Indian. Culture can also be a softening agent. Ever since coming to power in 2014, Mr. Modi has not wanted to give a press conference in India. But this time, he gave a non-political interview to Bollywood action hero Akshay Kumar. A bit of an image makeover, the softer side of Mr. Modi, talking about palling around with Barack Obama to what he does when he has a cold and whether he eats mangoes.
Hamare Pradhan Mantri aam khate hain.
As it turns out, he does eat mangoes. The interview went viral, but then It turned out that the Bollywood actor, despite all his protestations of patriotism, had actually become a Canadian citizen a few years ago. And the non-interview became fodder for spoofs by comedians. In a country as diverse as India, there is no one-size-fits-all message. Young people don't read newspapers, and that's where culture proves useful. From TikTok video messages warning against fake news to Bollywood stars to catchy campaign songs, all meant to capture the youth vote. मैं वोटर हूँ किसान हूँ बेरोजगार नौजवान हूँ रुकता नहीं झुकता नहीं बिकता नहीं मैं ही तो हिंदुस्तान हूँ. The Election Commission and Press Information Bureau even jumped on the buzz around the hit fantasy TV show Game of Thrones to get out the vote. They created a meme with Tyrion Lannister the dwarf saying, "A very small man can cast a very large shadow. Every vote matters." The opposition Congress Party photoshopped the Game of Thrones poster, turning Mr. Modi into the villainous Night King. The Congress still lost. Coincidentally, the finale of the Game of Thrones was on May 19th, the same day as the last day of voting in India's so-called Festival of Democracy. When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die. In elections, though, you might just live to fight another day. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KELW.
A modified version of this essay aired originally on The Cultural Frontline on the BBC.